CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. There are more Coloradans in the hospital with COVID-19 now than at any other time in the last 2 months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
144 Coloradans with confirmed COVID-19 cases are now hospitalized. That's about double the number from a month ago and the most since mid-March. It's far below previous waves, but the number has been rising for the last 5 weeks, and the state projects it could hit 500 or more next month. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is now at 8.7%, well above the key 5% threshold. A super transmissible Omicron subvariant is thought to be fueling the growth in cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The latest on COVID in Colorado is at CPR.org. Traffic deaths are up in Denver, which is in line with higher numbers around the country. Denver City Council member Robin Kanish says the city is not on track to meet a goal of zero traffic deaths by 2030.
Well, our community is failing. We're failing those who've died. We're failing those who've been injured. And we're failing those who don't have the mobility options they need, whether it's because they can't afford them or they don't feel safe to choose them. We are not yet living up to the vision we have as a city.
Kanish says the answer is more protected bike lanes, sidewalks, and public transit, and she says drivers need to slow down. A man who shot at a Jeep headed toward a crowd of protesters in 2020 has been sentenced to 4 months in jail and 5 years in prison in probation. Samuel Young shot at the oncoming Jeep but hit two fellow demonstrators instead. The driver of the Jeep was not charged. The state Supreme Court has ruled in favor of lowering a woman's medical bill by more than $300,000. Lisa French expected to pay a Westminster hospital just over $1,300 for two back surgeries. Instead, her bill was nearly $304,000. The court said contracts for the surgeries failed to disclose a secret list of hospital prices. It's warm and breezy along the Front Range again today. Much colder temperatures coming for Friday and Saturday. This is CPR News.